Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everyone. We're going to be taking a couple months off as we prepare for our upcoming season. Enjoy this episode nugget from our archives and visit our website for the full story.
You can also join us on Patreon for exclusive content not found in our regular podcast feed.
Hey everyone, it's Elliot.
And Todd. Welcome to Two Designers Walk Into a Bar, an ongoing conversation about pop culture and iconic design.
Todd. This week marks the anniversary of an event that was made famous by one of the world's most iconic photos. Can you guess what it is?
Yes, Evel Knievel parachuting into the Snake River Canyon. Wait, hold on. The first WrestleMania. I got it. The Hamburglar finally got caught. His mugshots.
I'll tell you what, I'm just going to save us all some time. The raising of the flag on Mount Suribachi at Iwo Jima.
Oh, yeah. We did an episode that included the story of that photo. I obviously need a quick refresher. Let's give it a listen.
This is, without argument, one of the most iconic photos that's ever been taken, certainly in American history, right? Mm-hmm. We see it everywhere, and it just remains an enduring image of American men at war and is probably the most famous photo from World War II. You mentioned the sailor kissing the gal, the nurse, in Times Square. That's probably the second most famous photo, I would think, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So where did this photo come from? Like, what's the origin story? So this photo was taken by Joe Rosenthal, who is a photographer with the Associated Press. And he took the photo on February 23rd, 1945, okay? So that was a Friday. Mm-hmm. On that Sunday, so 2 days later, on the 25th, it appeared in newspapers everywhere. I mean, every front page everywhere, any major newspaper. New York Times, Washington Post, I mean, you name the paper, this wire photo was on the front page. I mean, and in fact, it was so impactful. It is the only photo in the history of photojournalism to have won the Pulitzer the same year it was published.
No kidding. Really?
I mean, wow. You know, so just zero competition for this. Like, yeah, everybody just thought this was
big
so iconic. It's an incredibly big deal.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And, of course, for anyone who has either on their own or through a school field trip or anything like this, taken a trip to Washington, D.C., and they've gone to Arlington, across the river from Washington, D.C., the National Cemetery. There is the Marine Corps War Memorial right next to the cemetery, and that is a sculpture flying a real flag, a fabric flag, but it is based on this image. They rendered it in three dimensions. Okay, So a lot of people know all about this. As I mentioned, you could conjure it from memory with reasonable accuracy. We all probably wish we had a dollar every time we've seen this image over the course of our lives. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So now here's the part that you don't know, probably. This photo was staged.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I mean...
Yes. The flag, you know, this was very spontaneous. They'd snatched this first flag off the nearest boat, transport boat, whatever, gave it to the soldiers, stormed the hill, put this thing up as a symbol. Well, it worked as a symbol for people sort of already on the island or in close proximity to the mountain. But as you also discussed, there were other people coming. So the noteworthy flag, the one that we're very, very aware of, happened in the early afternoon. So the first flag was small. It was way too small. So it wasn't a good symbol. So people, you know, the American forces, word had spread, as we mentioned earlier, guys were cheering. So people were aware of this, lifting the spirits of the soldiers. But something else needed to be done. There needed to be a better symbol. Enter Captain Dave Severance. So, under orders from Lieutenant Colonel Johnson, he sent Marines back to the top of Mount Suribachi to plant a bigger flag. Okay? So this flag came from another ship. This time, a nearby ship called Tank Landing Ship USS LST-779. So that rolls off the tongue really nicely,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I was thinking it was 778.
No, this is one better. Okay. So the group of Marines made it to the top of the mountain around noon. And believe it or not, after all this sort of entrenched warfare that I mentioned earlier, they were not fired on. They were actually just able to go up the mountain. So, as a result, three military photographers, Rosenthal, the fellow who took the photo, followed them. Okay? So on the way up, they met Lowry, who was the first photographer from the image I mentioned earlier that we will have available. He was coming back down. So he actually said to the other guys, the other photographers, hey, you should go up to this mountaintop. The view from there is incredible. It's the highest point on the island, right? And, you know, there's already a little flag up there, so they knew where to go. So the photographers arrived just as the soldiers were attaching the second flag to a different water pipe, okay? So Rosenthal, he actually took off his camera, set his camera down because he was beginning to pile some rocks up so that he could stand on them to get a better vantage point, you know, for this view. So he's kind of, you know, distracted. He's going ahead, piling these rocks up, and he's not holding his camera. And then he looks up, you know, while he was piling up the rocks, these Marines had been attaching this second larger flag to this pipe. He looks up just as they're starting to raise the flag, right? And he's like, oh my goodness, you know, I don't even have my camera. So he thinks he's going to miss the action. You know, he's like, I'm there to capture this moment. So he snatches up his camera, swings it up to his face, kind of is looking through the viewfinder, and snaps this photo, like just totally spontaneously, like you know, takes a series of images as these guys are putting the flag into place. This, and it's funny because if you look at this still image, you think of it as kind of like a struggle, you know, given the composition, which we'll talk about in a moment. But when you watch the footage, the film footage, it's actually a very fluid motion. And I mean, it is over in a split second. So the fact he was able to catch this perfect moment is so incredible. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell a friend, leave a review on your platform of choice, and subscribe so you don't miss a thing.
We're always here for you at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
So, Jim, we got a problem with our podcast.
Right. Nobody says it correctly.
No. Some people say how to fix it.
Or how do you fix it?
But think of it like this. Whatever the problem, we're in this together.
How do we fix it?
How do we fix it?
Yeah, how do we fix it? The Solution Show, from the political to the personal.
Practical ideas for creative listeners.
How do we fix it?
How do we fix it?
Ideas that work.
That's your radio voice, Richard.
Oh, well, I know.
I love it. I couldn't do it to save my life.
Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show, or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.